Well, here we are again. My love to you all, and I'm very excited to do another project review with Q. It's a complete honor, with great respect and appreciation, to get to do this. It's fabulous that we're changing the world, and I thank you all for your participation. And I have Asha on the line with me too. I was going to say a couple words, get a couple messages out real quick to some people. I wanted to remind everybody that not everyone's real excited about Q, the guy that tattles on everybody. So FYI, when we make a move, we like to watch and see who's following us, shenanigans, things of that nature. So be patient. Things are working just fine. The submittals that I've received are brilliant. We're ready to start populating our calendars. I'll let Asha talk about that a little bit more. It's just more about navigating how you get into us. But I want to put a message out to a couple people, some legacy relationships I've had who befriended me this last couple of years that I have not been able to contact. I want to put out a couple messages. First of all, the Italian kid in England who can't kick with his left foot, you have a list for me. Please send that over. The brilliant individual from South Africa who lives in Florida, your healthcare technologies regarding the tinctures you make. If, forgive me if I'm stated your technology there. I really need you. The incredible doctors in Australia that have taken down your medical system, especially the individual who took on your healthcare organization six times, I believe, and one each time. Need you to get a project in to help us, please. Really love your techniques on dealing with me in situations. The other ambassador for what we might call the Queen, I need you to call in too. She's waiting for you. You're somewhere out of Brisbane. Newfoundland, you know who you are. I need you to call in to get us some help and support. The individuals, the couple in Vancouver, Vancouver, Canada, Vancouver, British Columbia, need you to get in the mix there. I'll find you. Just get in the mix here. Get a subscription. I get all your identifiers when you do subscribe, so I can reach out to you here in this next couple weeks here as we go forward. The subscription, I'll remind everybody, is what gives me visibility to you. So I assume people have figured that out now. So subscribers are making the list on our weekly calls. And then, of course, we're going to make access so we can all use the information going forward. The individual healer with horses in New Mexico needs you to get in the mix. Your technology is outstanding with animals. And really, really want to see you in there. Forgive me if people I've mentioned you've already called in and or got a subscription. My secret soldier relationships in the Midwest need you to get in the mix too. You're very valuable to us in what you've experienced, and with great care we need your help. And then the couple in Merida, Mexico. You guys are very accomplished, and we need your support and input on many topics. And so many more coming forward, but those are the ones that stand out right now. And I cherish this time with you all. And with that, Asha, do we have you on the line?
Welcome, everybody. So happy to be here. That was a great call out. When we were talking, it was like a Batman light, like a cue light going out to the world.
Yeah, you'd think it'd be getting easier, but it's fun. The computers are quite diabolical in their artificial intelligent mapping system. And it's quite interesting. I do find myself putting commands together to make sure communications flow. Even today on this call, I did command to make sure our communications were pure. Hey, we don't care. We got this. So onward and upward. And so, Asha, what do you think we should start with today? What are you feeling people need to hear from us? And how do you want to play today? I have my own opinions, but I want to get your input first.
Thank you. And I also did my commands, and that seems to have helped quite a bit when both of us do it together. So just an update with the input of your PDFs. We are working on fulfilling a portal for that, so it'll be much, much, much easier. But of course, when you're flowing with the universe, there's no such thing as time. So it's all going to unfold at the very best moment. And thank you so much for flowing with us and feeling how that feels, because everything is coming together exactly how it is supposed to. And Q is feeling everybody's frequency and hearing everyone's thoughts and what they want. He receives all of that, even if you don't speak with him personally on the phone or Zoom. And then he takes that information and he does whatever you guys have asked for. So if we make any shifts, that's what it is. It's not him actually doing it. It's him listening to you. Okay, now we're going to do this. So you can feel in your heart what you're wanting. He will hear you. And we will do our best to honor everyone at once with those calls from your heart. So we're moving along at a good, let's say, speed. And we will have more ways for you to communicate as we move forward as well. Thank you for your patience so much. And thank you for everything you've sent in. You are all so brilliant. And we're so grateful for this. And we are all together uplifting this world in such a significant way. I would imagine everyone can feel that now. So thank you.
All righty. Didn't give me much direction. I'm supposed to do something now, aren't I?
Okay, here's your direction.
All right.
So today is a very, very exciting. Q is going to share his project, and it would be best received to really feel the passion in him. Really feel, not only hear his words, but really feel where he is expressing from. Because when he talks about this project, it's a whole nother level of a high that you're going to get. And I would just like to launch you off on that with by saying, in a world where we feel so small, we cannot stop dreaming so big.
Absolutely. Thank you for that. That's exactly right. There is no dream too big. That's it. Just focus on the envisionment. It's going to show up. Just keep looking at the end in mind is my statement. There is going to be great satisfaction if you can just end the mind when you do your envisionment. It does work, and I'm going to prove it to you. We already got one project shown last week, and I'm going to show you how it works, and we'll show you these advances. Eventually, these shows will do multiple, do by three an hour. We're just getting some practice so you can see how it works. When you work with your inspiration, working with conscious computers just takes practice, and working with your conscious, which is of course a oxymoronic statement for working with your consciousness when you haven't done it, when you're going to go and manifest really what you're used to forcing it with your mind. When you're doing it with your heart, you don't have to force anything. Everything just starts showing up. And that's what I'm going to do my best to show you today. And so I'll be the guinea pig. So down the road, you can see, well, Q, your project didn't come together because I don't think this stuff works or whatever. I'm going to show you that this stuff really works. And all you have to do is really, truly own what you love. That's all you have to do. And if you want to control the outcome of deliverables because you think that you know the solution for the outcome, it doesn't work that way. You can't make something happen because you think you know how it's going to work. It just doesn't. And I know you've heard a lot of other preachers come on and say this stuff, take what you want from me, leave what you don't. But I assure you, if you do work with your knowledge center, things start happening, start showing up. And that's what I want to show you today, if that's okay, Asha. The end of the show, I put in the chat room that maybe we'll take some calls if time permitted. Is that okay?
Are you asking John?
You.
Oh, of course.
Okay. So I'll probably need some help with that. And then I'm going to go ahead and share my screen. Is my opinion we can do that today? Is that correct?
That one's for Don.
Okay, I think that one's for Don. I'll do camera roll, Don. Is that correct? I think Don's on his lunch break. Let's see what happens here. Asha, you can help me with this. Can you see my screen?
Not from this end. I cannot see your screen.
Okay.
But the share screen is on.
The share screen is on. Let's do Zoom. Let's see if that one works. It's nothing like some live radio. How about now?
Not quite yet.
He was having some difficulty when we started, so maybe that's part of it. Going back to camera roll, screen recording, and one more time. All right, we'll do without video then. All right, so if we had video... What we would have is, took me a long time to figure out why we feel that we can own something. And I'm still confused on ownership, title, and identity. And one of those items for me was when I would go by these humongous marinas in the world. And these marinas in the Western world, these marinas were full of yachts and hundreds and hundreds of them living on the West Coast most of my life. There's just marinas everywhere full of boats that don't ever move. And I thought, why don't they share their asset? And by the way, you don't use your boat. So wouldn't you just want, and of course, inevitably, everybody with a yacht and the people that have not and the people that have yachts is the game here. And I realized that the yacht owners, if I was going to stereotype them, they're so invested in their thing. Where's my thing? They polish it. They go down on the weekends and look at it, and they just love this thing, but they never use it, and they certainly aren't going to share it because they don't want their pride and joy getting scratched and damaged. And we can't all just share the marina full of yachts with the people who don't have yachts because it's my thing, even though they use it 2 weeks out of the summer and it sits in the marina. Well, I started spending a lot of time at sea, and I realized that I was very lucky to have a profession at sea. And I didn't recognize it initially, but I realized that living on the natural sonic planetary energy fields, water, oceans, helped me balance and recalibrate and reconfigure continuously because I slept below the waterline and I was on top of an ocean. And that's a lot of the technology that has been left our education system. that your we have lost that technology. Thanks, Don. To let's say educate our children, it should be number one in our classroom. And so anyway, long story short, the luxuries that I enjoyed in our profession at sea, I know are a luxury recreationally we enjoy too. And that's why I've developed a project in Project Review with Q called the Ocean Trek. And so with the understanding that not everybody understands how to go to sea, manage a boat, be a vessel operator, owner, and maybe not want to do it every day, but at times wants to continuously have that opportunity. And so my project review with Q called Ocean Trek will go like this. My greatest desire and passion, concurrent with all my other passions, is sharing versatile, diverse marine resources to serve as tools for education, self-realization, planetary awareness for all ages. I want to provide marine school buses for everybody, and they'll focus on the North and South Pacific Ocean. The purpose of the marine school buses, so to speak, not specifically, but it's to be an independent facility, marine resource for educators to share their passions. As an example, my passion is to manage, operate, navigate small ships so that you, all of you educators and their passions, can transfer knowledge to our youth, adults, or otherwise. With a continuous progression, utilizing the vessels for off-the-dock services or on-the-dock service, it doesn't matter. So I love the idea of having my marine school bus sitting at the dock and all the homeschoolers come down and use it. How much fun would that be for kids to come to school on the Big Blue Boat, as an example? And let it be integral for the educators who don't have facilities. And then a bonus, one day, those homeschool kids, they have the capacity to take the boat out and learn how to manage the boat. It's theirs. And so my goal and great desire and passion that I will implement on this planet is sharing very versatile marine vessels for the purpose of education, self-realization, and planetary awareness. As an example, I'm envisioning these vessels will favor our youth and adult sciences and just general marine exploration. Just sitting at the dock changes, just sitting at the dock on the water changes your whole tune, your whole demeanor, because you are over water. And not to take anything away from our grounding, our grounders of the world, the water will really give you self-awareness very quickly. The next line item with Ocean Trek, and Asha, if you could keep taking notes here, since we don't have video, I have my publication here that you don't have yet, to ask me questions. And yes, Don will take questions at the end here when I'm done. As I want to remind everybody with these vessels that they are instant, second item, to be marine recalibration and healing systems and services. Sleeping aboard a vessel below the waterline, that will recalibrate and reconfigure you and really give you peace. We mentioned on the last show, these vessels will also be used for healing paralysis. So as an example, if I can get you on a nice groundswell, get you stabilized with minimal flotation devices by crane or otherwise, and I can get you to float on a groundswell with a diver, myself or other people. Again, my passion is maintaining and giving you a facility to do that and teach some of these legacy healing systems and or recalibration services the ocean does provide for us. It's an incredible experience to get on a groundswell. The boats I'm envisioning will all be, the boats I've identified are all around 35 meters, plus or minus, maybe upwards of 50 meters. So 150 feet, small ships. They'll have great, great diversity though. We're not just running around playing a yacht owner. We're sharing these resources, and these boats will have, unlimited capabilities for trade. And learning at many different cultures, many different societies, many different locations. The next line item that these vessels will be used for is on-the-hook charters. Again, not everybody knows how to operate a small ship overnight. But we'll put together systems to make sure that even the greenest of sailors, we can put a boat on a nice remote area on the planet, put it on anchor, and teach you how to maintain the boat and call us in a week and tell us how you did and have fun, whether it's for just general exploration of yourself, but most importantly, to get people on the water. And of course, regardless of your experience, we'll put together packages and systems so that people of all ethnicities, all capabilities, regardless of their past, will have access to a large boat. And we will put away the definitions of have yacht and have not forever, because everybody deserves a yacht, in my opinion, and or being on the water. What's important about the first three items here is the facility, a marine facility like this, a marine school bus. It allows us to take our children, put them on an island, and have them create a working logbook for a lifetime of exploration. So our children now, let's say they're 8 to 10 years old, they start off at the ocean trek. And they hike around an island in 7 to 10 days, recording with their assumed science teacher, biology teacher. And I'll explain why this is so passionate to me. The ocean trek was created originally in the last 50 years by an innovative teacher who went through a school system and said, I'm a biology teacher, I'm a science teacher, and I'm handing out a lot of F's. And we need to come up with a better way to do this, because these guys don't like what's in the books. No one's passing my classes. And he's an outstanding science teacher. What he developed was, he goes, if I can get kids outside, and I can get them a working logbook where they can decide what they want to learn, I think I can get these guys a science credit if they would just do the curriculum I think they would love to learn, not what I want them to learn. And he was successful selling that curriculum. And so everyone who got F's in this school, they got the option to go on ocean trek during the summer and spend 2 weeks on the coast of America, and they hiked for 10 days straight, eating whatever they had in their backpacks, and being with teachers at the same time and counselors at the same time in a controlled environment, yet complete nature. No telephones, no TVs, no ancillary information to affect your mind, just nature, nothing more, nothing less, is just our biosphere, feeling what it's like to be next to a mammal, what it's like to be next to a whale, what it's like to see an eagle fly, to catch a salmon and understand where it comes from, how it gets up the river, why it goes up to a river,
et cetera, et cetera. What's underneath that rock? Why are there crab there? How do they live? What is the meaning of all of this life that is not in my city where I come from? On and on. Very few people I interact with knows what it's like to swim with a seal. They're incredible. They have a tremendous knowledge. That's why they come and kiss you when you're swimming with them. That's why dolphins do. That's why killer whales are unbelievable. FYI, try and look up the eyeball of a killer whale on Google Images. You will not find it. And I'll tell you why. Because if you look in the eye of a killer whale, it has the ability to transfer the history of this planet and others. That's why you're not allowed to swim with dolphins in some areas of the world. They have incredible intentions to help you expand your consciousness because they can see how much consciousness you have. That's how far ahead they are with you. They want to help you, and they know you only have a percentage compared to them. And so that's a bunch, the bulk of these images have a lot to talk about in that regard. So Ocean Trek is designed to be a continuous progression of learning regardless of its geography. So I'm going to start off with four vessels initially in four different places in the Pacific Ocean. Continuing on with the other line items for the purpose of Ocean Trek, we talked about the recalibration and healing services. Those are going to be more prominent with now when we get into project review with Q, you're going to see there's going to be other healers that have similar, let's say there's one I reviewed regarding sovereignty and healthcare. Choose any service you want. You think floating out on a groundswell in the middle of the Pacific Ocean off Hawaii might help you? Well, I know it will. And give people sovereignty in what they want to do to heal themselves. Then the final item, again, my passion, I lose sleep over it every day, of maintaining vessels so you can come use them in a safe environment that's absolutely beneficial to your self-awareness, your self-realization of the biosphere we live on. And then the last item I think complements the Ocean Trek is as these children get older, we're looking for, obviously our public school system in the Western world is misinformation. Well, I have a great, great passion to use these assets to help children that may have been incarcerated for no fault of their own in many cases at the age of 12, 13, and get out at 18 and have never had any self-worth. And so I would, in my last item, would compliment these vessels that are all around 120 feet, all retired fishing vessels, by the way, or merchant ships. And they're all repurposed. And it's important that their story is told. And they're all older, decades older. And the reason those boats are old is because they're old. They take care of themselves if you take care of them. That's why you see a lot of older ships, as they were made very well, with great intentions. But again, the last item that I'll have there is the marine operations and training services. So as these children, this is one component of many, get up in age, they need to learn how to cook. They need to learn how to do maintenance and operations on a boat. Even if they don't want to be a sailor or a merchant mariner or have anything to do with, they will learn skills such as painting, electrical, mechanical, carpentry, navigation if they choose, et cetera, et cetera. Celestial navigation. It's endless. It's endless where we put these boats and what you can use them for. I encourage all educators to use these vessels as you need. That's what they're for. And everyone who wants to be on the water, to come and live on them for a couple days, a week, whatever it may be. These are the envisionments I see, but most importantly, with these vessels, you instantly learn a new form of commerce. And that is when you do go somewhere, especially our native relationships around the world. We can do a lot of learning and teaching at the same time with our Aboriginal and or what we might call our First Nation folks. We're working really hard as a society in the modern world to forget everything our First Nations people are asking why we lost a relationship with our planet. Just look at a totem pole. People lost the information how to read a totem pole. They're very valuable to show the evolution of where you came from. Working with herbs. Many, many First Nations still work with herbs. They dance. They do rain dances. They understand the Ayurvedic technologies in many cases that don't need a name called Ayurvedic technologies. They know how to take what they need. They know how to pray be one with their prey in concurrence with the need for sustenance, knowing full well the animals that do volunteer to be of service to us in sustenance. Well, that's, of course, our marine life. The ancient healers, the ancient herbalists, we're doing a good job of forgetting how that works. And I feel we're just as much help when we go to a First Nations location. And the reason I feel it's extremely beneficial is that we can teach them what we did wrong in some respects and where they're going. If they don't realize what lessons we've learned. And that is the purpose of the Ocean Trek, is to get us all representing our biosphere on the marine side, as well as integrate the great teachings of our First Nations and vice versa. And with that, I'm gonna re-preface. We have an opportunity to learn a new set of commerce. And so instead of hiring someone to run the boat, the ocean trackers will run the boat. And instead of when the boat goes to a remote island that's lightly populated, maybe like a Tahiti or a Bora Bora or Cook Islands, not that everyone wants to receive some more fake diseases, but as an example, when you get there, you will trade resources instead of use money. When you come from a large populated area, you have a lot of resources, such as shingles or building materials. Well, when you get there, what do they have? They have a lot of coconuts. They have a lot of things. And you get used to taking your means of exchange as a middleman. It doesn't have any value. I'll remind everybody that the reason the Polynesians could travel so far is because they use coconuts. It could keep you alive, keep a lot of people alive. It could hydrate you, and by the way, you caught a lot of fish too. So there's a lot of opportunities there to remove the means of exchange we use in trade and bartering. Starting off for the first thing you would start with is when you go and approach the current vessel owner, you say, what is it you need? And they say, I want this much for my vessel. And I say, why do you want the means of exchange for this vessel? Because I need to buy some. What is it you're going to buy with your means of exchange? And that is your opportunity to trade instead of using means of exchange. And by the way, I want to thank the people who have called in and or wrote me that says, I don't use money at all. I can't stand it, but I still want to be a project review Q. I'll have a solution for you, I assure you. So I think that's it in a nutshell. I'm sorry that the video wasn't available for everyone, but I'll get it over to you, Asha, and you can post it up. But I have some images of a scuba diver shaking hands with a seal 40 feet underwater. And that's your living proof that being has more consciousness than you. I didn't say as much as you. I said more. They are brilliant, and they're here to teach us, and I want everyone to see what I've seen. These mammals want to communicate with you, and they consider you brothers and sisters. My great love to you. I hope you appreciate my progress as we advance the ocean trek. Thank you, Asha.
Fantastic, Q. Thank you. That was breathtaking. Wonderful. If I were to compile everything you just shared with us, I would say you are helping us or giving us access to be in tune with the miraculous of existence again, just like the ocean beings are. They're far more advanced than us for a reason. They live within the consciousness of existence in the highest degree and in frequency. And there's so much that comes with that. If you do spend time on a boat, if you do spend time near the ocean and you love the ocean and you embrace nature, something happens, which is what's going to happen to everyone on the ocean track. So as an example, I was in a boat sharing situation and I loved the boat. I loved the ocean. I loved going out in the ocean and the dolphins would always come around the boat. And we would take the boats at different times. And I took the boat and it was actually really, really rough weather. And when I, in the boat performed perfectly, when I came back to the dock, they said, the boat's broken. We haven't been able to run it. How did you run it? And it would have sunk. So when you have a relationship, a love with the ocean, there is no such thing as time and space. It will embrace you. It will support you. It will bring miracles. The miracles of existence are normal. And we're going to take people out of time and dimensions and into the world of 100% light, just like that. If you love the ocean and you love learning about what's inside of the ocean, and you love yourself and your spirit, and you want to merge with that again, this is a perfect project for you to join. Thank you.
Yeah. So obviously the vessels that we're reviewing, have the instant capability to clean up the ocean. So the ocean trekkers now, maybe it's not my cup of tea today, but it may be maybe it's a homeschool group, maybe otherwise a volunteer group of some kind. They'll have a sustainable platform to go and pick up piles of garbage off the beach or otherwise and have a recycling center. These will have cargo bays. As comfortable as these boats will be, they are also geared for commercial use as well. Not every boat, but certainly these boats need to work. I'm tired of boats sitting at the dock just because you think you own them. We all need to pitch in here in some respect that we have an opportunity to just see what it's like for the rest of the world and get out of our little boundary systems that we create on our phone devices. Forgive me making light of that every time I can, but going out and creating is what we are. And so regardless of the agenda, whoever needs to use the boat, we'll create a platform for you. My passion is creating the platform for you. I really love getting people on the water. I love everything. Yeah, it's not fun cleaning the bilge of a large boat, but it is really fun to enable a tool, a resource for the people who are going to use it. And that is my great passion. I hope that helps create a template for others so you can see that nothing will stop me. There's not one thing that's going to stop me from doing this. Nothing. It's not if, it's just when. So let's follow me. Let's see how I do. And you can track it and we'll track the other projects the same way we track mine. And we'll watch, of course, we had the Perpetual Gardeners last week. And again, my goal is to get more than just one person on a week to promote their product, services, or otherwise. So I'm going to try and do three in this hour time slot every week. And then the Monday through Friday calls, we'll do a far more deep dive with the bulk of the projects. And so thank you, everybody who's gotten subscribed. And Asha, how do you want to continue here?
There are also more exciting things. I don't know if you want to go into them right now, but you will be able to take these boats into areas that maybe no one has been to before, the North and South Pole.
Yeah, so the luxury of having a commercial boat is when you can travel, you know, 12,000 nautical miles, you get to go a lot of places in safety. And it's pretty fun to go to bed at night, and 10 hours later, you wake up and you're 300 miles down the road. So time changes when you're at sea. It's much different. I have been on both sides of our planet, and it's a little tough news for everybody. And I'm gonna still give people a chance to show us what's over there. But if not, we'll just take care of it ourselves. Yeah, we don't need anybody feeding us a bunch of garbage anymore from National Geographic or anybody else. Thank you, Smithsonian, for misguiding us all these days. We're gonna do something different. And so, yes, no doubt, the commercial vessels will have the opportunity to actually see Patagonia firsthand. Solomon Islands. Why are there so many unbelievable pieces of architecture buried under the ground? Why do you only have 1% of the Mayan villages uncovered, et cetera, et cetera? Endless dear teachers and explorers. Let's go get it. Let's go after it. Let's do it. That's my opinion.
Thank you. Excellent. So Project Review with Q is, we're not waiting. We're going for it. We're not going to wait for anything. Anyone who wants to be a part of the 100% World of Light, you can join in. And right now we have a caller. Would you like to take a call, Q?
Yes, please. Thank you so much.
Okay, we have Michonne in Costa Rica. Welcome.
Thank you. Hi, Asha. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing great. I just want to say hi to all of you, Mame, Q, and Asha. Thank you so much for all your love and support that you have given all of us out here. Very grateful for you all. So my question, I love your project, Q. I think that is so awesome. I wish that I could have had that available when I was little. That would have been amazing. But that's so cool that we have that, that's going to be offered for us now, and that's very, very exciting. My question is a little bit off subject, but the community that me and my partner help, just trying to keep them in their heart space and keep them out of the mind energy. One of our members that is from South Africa, from Africa, she, and I thought this might help a lot of people in the future that is in all the waves after us, so I wanted to ask this question, and that is, she's got a child that is disabled, severely disabled, and she does live her highest purpose while he's at school as a healer, but she's like, you know, my highest excitement, is it fair for me to ask that my highest excitement is to get my child healed so I can actually have a life, so I can actually go and do the things that I'm, you know, is my highest excitement, like go and learn to play the piano and go and teach my child the things that I would love to go and teach him, but I'm not able to do so because of what he's experiencing, and then me having to be on him 24/7 and not really have any time for myself. And I just thought that was a really fair question. I would love to know, like, how to answer that for all the parents out there that are experiencing these situations. Did I lose y'all?
Okay. So I had a very difficult time hearing you, but if you get in the queue, God, that's funny, and get us a project in relationship to this topic. Let's see if we can get, I'm so sorry I could not hear. It was broken up a lot. Maybe we could take one more caller, but I look forward to seeing you in the healing section, I think, of Project Review with Q. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have Lorraine from Canada on line four.
Hello.
How do? How are you? Thank you for
hello.
Joining us.
Oh, hello. I just wasn't sure I was on. That's great to hear your voice. Thank you so much for all that
thank
you're
you.
Doing, you and Asha.
You betcha.
Thank you is not enough. We really appreciate it. I had just a fairly quick question. Will you be waiting for the portal, this is Asha perhaps, to be available for those of us that would like to use it to submit our PDFs before you open up the calendars, or will you be going ahead and starting setting up groups just based on what people have sent by email through BBS?
That's a great question. Thank you. We are going to, we have so many people that have sent in, hundreds, and we are going to sort them and put them on the calendar first. But never fear, that we will get to everybody. So it's all going to work out. Thank you for that question.
Okay. So Asha, do you say that going ahead and sending it via email would be the way to get into the earlier group openings if we wanted to?
The would you like to answer that?
Yeah, Don is shaking in his boots right now.
Yeah.
Wondering what I'm going to say. If you're inspired, it'll make it to me. We're testing out the systems. We're a little popular, so we get to test Don's capabilities, and there are ways to get to me. That's your hint. We're going to move on. Yeah, Don's going to – thank you for the
thank you.
Thank you for your patience and your
– Thank you so much.
You betcha. We'll see you in Project Review with Q Monday through Friday there. We'll get a lot of questions answered there, a lot of one-on-one time you'll have with me and other people. The other counselors will show up, and I think our time is up. Don and Asha, thank you so much for helping me today. I hope that was helped everybody, and look for the calendar to be populated very, very quick and the invitations being sent to you. Have a beautiful day.
Thank you, everyone, and thank you, Q. That was magnificent. Bye-bye, everyone.